This is the B-Team Podcast. A daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96.
A Boswell Media Station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, the podcast is a rebroadcast of some of the things that you get to hear on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96. We invite you to go to kicks96news.com to listen live weekday mornings from 6 a.m. until 9. If this is your first time, my name is Brian Bemo Montgomery. That gentleman is Brother Breck Riley, and we do appreciate you tuning in today. If you're a repeat offender, well, you know the rules by now. We have meetings every other Tuesday, and as Breck likes to say,
admitting you have a problem is the first step to recovery.
And trust me, we're going to need a couple of days to recover from the good times that we had on Thursday, a special Thursday edition where we had the Kosciuszko Lady Whippet soccer team in, along with head coach Greg Cooper and Mr. William Carter.
Will Carter was there.
Yeah, I was going to say the sole male member of the...
Because he's got the hair.
Well, I was going to tell you, I saw him last night in the press box, and he goes, "Hey, look what I did." And I'm like, "Oh, he cut his hair."
He cut the lettuce? Oh, man.
He cut it. But the...
Cut off the bro flow.
My boy has got skill.
Didn't miss the PAT?
No, not one. Mm-hmm. I know that he did miss what was close to being a
50-yard field goal.
Yeah, 50-yard at the final game of the year. But last night during senior night, was reading some of the things that the kids have got planned for their upcoming year. And Will apparently is going to be going to Holmes Community College, where he'll play football there.
Cool.
I tell you what, man, he is a triathlete, soccer, baseball, and football. I know his parents are very.
You see him on the baseball field. He's a jump baller on a pitching mound.
Yeah,
yeah, he's throwing it like 50 miles an hour up there, but can't nobody hit it. He's just a jump baller, man.
But again, special thank you to all the parents, the kids, the faculty members, being able to see and hear the B Team Podcast. We did special editions featuring covers for all of the seniors, and of course the head coach Coop. So. Thank you so much for spreading the word. We appreciate it. We want to keep you listening as long as we possibly can. We'll be doing some other stuff coming up with the Kosciuszko Whippet Sports Department, I promise you. It's going to be good. And if the Lady Whippets play like they did last night for the rest of the year, trust me, we're going to have some playoff championships coming.
Soccer playoffs are fun.
Yeah. When you look at the tradition of Kosciuszko High School with regards to sports, last year the softball team lit it up in a big way.
Last year I was a little shocked because they had, you know, they kind of lost a little bit, you know, coming up, and they had lost more regular season games than they had in the past few years probably combined,
right?
You know, so
they've always been very dominant in that.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not like they were bad, you know, just for Kosciuszko standards. You're thinking, well, they don't normally lose as many games in the regular season, so playoffs, yeah, you know, might be a down year. But nope, yeah, they were like, yeah, whatever. Tells you what you know,
yeah,
radio guy.
When it comes to sports in Central Mississippi, there is dominance anywhere you look at it, whether it's Leak Academy basketball, Kosciuszko Whippet softball. It's definitely a hot spot for sports. I think the thing that shocks me most is the fan support.
Oh, yeah. Support them, man.
They get fired up and take that seriously. Coming up on the B-Team Podcast, we'll be joined, speaking of Kosciuszko, Mr. Darren Milner will be stopping by. We'll talk to him. Of course, it's the third day of December. Payday for us. Holiday shopping for us kicks into full gear today. You've been shopping for a while, Mr. Online, but I like to do mine up close and personal. Again, coming up this weekend, get over to the B-Team Podcast social media pages, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and, of course, at the bteampodcast.com webpage. Swag is coming. Look for pictures on that last night. As a matter of fact, I was hoping you'd show up last night, but I understand, you know, you got to take your downtime where you can get it. Yeah, a lot of people were commenting
I don't get money
on what I was wearing, And I didn't want to wear it today because if you didn't go last night, I want to surprise you when you see it. But definitely check that out. We'll have some surprises up there for you. Of course, as we get ready for the holidays, it starts the argument. It did last night in my house because my wife swears that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. And I can only see Christmas Story, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I can only see those movies so much. Miracle on 34th Street.
Wonderful Life.
Charlie Brown Christmas. All staples. Don't get me wrong. Great. But I can only see those so many times. For me, ever since it came out, Die Hard has been the ultimate Christmas movie. Okay. Batman Returns, Tim Burton, another one I have to watch at Christmas. And there's little motion pictures that have Christmas in it. Some people say, well, that's all Die Hard is. No, it's more than that.
I'll tell you, we'll have this debate. If Home Alone is a Christmas movie.
Perfect example.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Perfect example.
The same thing. There's a lone good guy holed up against a bunch of bad guys.
Exactly.
And you could say that Home Alone, well, he's only Home Alone because they left him at Christmas time to go on the trip. Well, John McClane is only there because it's a Christmas party.
Exactly.
And he's going out to see his family for Christmas.
Exactly.
It was the same thing.
Exactly.
it's just a PG. It's a kid's version of Die Hard.
Pretty much. When you look at it, it's basically all it is. It's same thing. All it is.
It's the same thing. So if that's a Christmas movie, then that's a Christmas movie.
Speaking of Die Hard, Brother Breck was talking about something this morning on The Breakfast Show and, of course, on BMO in the morning about the Home Alone house.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, you can rent it out, Airbnb it, for $25 a night. And I guess it's there somewhere in Chicago.
But that's all $25 a night?
That's what it said.
That is crazy.
I don't know if it's per person per night, you know, but it's just Airbnb, $25 a night.
I know that this time of the year, you're going to find a lot of holiday traditions. One of the ones that we haven't talked about and we need to call. Do you remember the college that would sing Christmas carols to you?
Oh, yeah.
We haven't called them this year. Yeah. Tell them about that story.
Oh, yeah. Like, you call in, and it's like a hotline. Like, you just give them a call, and they'll sing Christmas carols. It's like a 24-hour thing.
Right.
And they have students that stay there, and, like, that's sort of what they do. It's like 24 hours from maybe like, December 23rd through Christmas.
Right.
But other than that, it's got special times that you guys have to do it.
And they have students that man these phones, and you can call them at any time and ask them to sing whatever Christmas song you want, and they will sing it. As always, we invite you to check out our social media pages where we'll have different topics up for you. Some of the questions we asked today, and this was fun because I had a friend of mine that I worked with in radio back in Central California, could not say the word cinnamon.
Cinnamon?
Cinnamon. He could not say cinnamon. And I would purposely ask him to say cinnamon on the air, and it would come out cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
But it led me to the question today because I was talking to him last night. What word is a lot of fun to say? Do you have one?
Well, I have the best one.
What's the best one?
Fisticuffs.
Fisticuffs. I like fisticuffs.
I'm going fisticuffs.
My favorite fun word is only said because I love watching the reaction that it'll get from females, and I don't understand
it. Oh, I know what it is. You said that. I know what it is already.
You can say this word to a man. Yeah. You can say this word to almost anybody, but if you say this word to a female, they cringe.
I've got a friend I'm in a group chat with. It's the same thing.
And that word is moist.
Yep.
What is it about the word moist that a woman cannot stand? I'll give you a perfect example, and I did it the other day. I baked the cake for the first time ever, right?
Yeah.
Did the frosting, everything. I gave her a piece. My wife looked at it. She goes, what's this? I said, I baked the cake. She goes, oh, this ought to be fun because I don't bake much.
Yeah.
Cut into the cake, bit it. She's like, oh, my God, that's good. I said, she goes, it's moist. And I went, I just don't get that.
I don't understand what the big deal is.
I don't understand that at all.
I used to get, I have a friend that, when Italic County is still technically a dry county.
Right.
But, you know, we're wet for beer.
Right.
So I was like, you know, for the longest time, we called it a moist county. Not a wet county. It's a moist county.
Another fun-filled word, babushka.
I got one.
You got a fun word?
Skedaddle.
Skedaddle. Yes, that's good. That's a very good one. That matter of fact, they made the list.
Skedaddle.
Other topic questions for us today were, what gets less important the older you get?
Pants. You don't have to wear pants. They're overrated. I'm going to say hair.
hair. Okay, I would agree. I concur. Being cool. One of the most liberating things about being older is you can just do your own thing, whether it's trendy or not, and not care.
Yeah.
Stick around. When we come back, Mr. Darren Milner will stop by from the Kosciuszko Tala Partnership, who I'm sure will bring to an end the debate as to whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie. It's the B-Team Podcast.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in. If it is your first time, well, welcome. If you're Peter Fender, like Brother Breck likes to say, there are meetings every other Wednesday. And
admitting you have a problem is the first step to recovery.
Yes, this is true. A special holiday edition as we are getting ready for a weekend of festivities going on around Central Mississippi. Of course, we have the Philadelphia Parade on Monday. The Polar Express movie event comes to Carthage tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and then they have their little town of Bethlehem and live nativity scene on Sunday.
We're talking about the Christmas parade being wild, the Philadelphia parade, man. They'll be stacked in there like...
Well,
they'll be like this. You can reach out and touch the float.
Literally, you could probably jump on one of the floats and ride it, you know.
Darren Milner from the Kosciuszko Tala Partnership joining us, who spent some time in Philadelphia, so you're well aware of the madness.
I did, and Breck is right. That parade is really wild. I mean, when I say you are touching, I've never been in an area where you could physically park your car and your pickup truck on that morning. And that night, you're sitting in the back of the pickup truck as the float comes by, and you can give high fives to the vehicles coming by. It's you. When I say you're in the game, you're in the game.
Last year they had Marty and Connie as your grand marshals. So this year they're going to have their Citizen of the Year be the grand marshal. But it's always a good time. Of course, this is our favorite time of the year because this is when all the festivities start. Of course, the Kosciuszko Tala Partnership has some big things coming up as well.
It's a lot of good things coming on. You know, Monday night at 6:30 for us, we've got our Christmas parade coming back, a Christmas in Toyland.
I like that.
Yeah, it is. It's just a fun theme. You know, when we think about toys, everything from Star Wars to, you know, whatever, blocks and Legos and things like that. So that'll start at 6:30 on Monday night. And we've got a great group coming out that have signed up for floats and other riders and other fun things to see in there. And we just want everybody to come out and enjoy it.
Now, speaking of Christmas, we were talking about something this week, and I just went, that is the coolest thing I've ever heard. You built his first drum set.
It could have been. I'm trying to remember now. Great. No telling what it looked like.
Wine red, pearl. The pearl drum set.
Was it cardboard? Was it? Did it? Do you still have any part of it? Is it in the barn now? There you go. Hey, and you look. I've seen some old drum kits that sounded just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So it's always glad to see a young musician get started.
Yeah. Now, tell me a little bit about the Polar Express, the train that's coming into Kosciuszko.
Now, the train is coming in on Tuesday night. It is what we can call a trackless train, and it does. It looks like a real train. It's about four or five cars that'll be part of that. And we are considering that our Polar Express. It'll start on North Natchez Street right in front of the KP office right there at Jefferson and Natchez. And we'll take a ride up on Washington and ride around the square. Gives you a really nice observation of the lights. Gives you a chance to take some pictures. You know, and adults will be able to ride, too. They may have to squeeze in a little tighter. But, you know, it's certainly for the children. But we want adults to come out and have fun. And it's only $3 to ride it. And then we've got some fun things on Tuesday night. It'll be going on Wednesday as well. Starts at 5 o'clock. And we'll run that train until about 8 o'clock. And I'll be driving the train, so Breck, Bemo, y'all just come on down. You just never know what you're gonna get when I'm driving it.
Drive until it runs out of gas.
That's right. And hey, we may be like the little engine that could. We may be pushing that thing back.
Now, I gotta ask you, as beautiful as the square is, I said to myself last year, there's no way it can get better than this. You've outdone yourself again this year by adding lights to the other side of the square. How do you top this? Is it possible to top this?
There are other things, and I give all the kudos to Patty Edwards and their Kosci Lights team for really doing the fundraising for that. And it is a feat. It takes a lot of manpower. It takes a lot of community to help get these lights up. But Patty has really spearheaded the lights for years, and she really wanted to see those on the north side. It is hard to think about topping that, but there's always other things we're looking at that maybe we weren't able to get done this year that we can go ahead and start looking at for next year. But yeah, we think there are things, some bigger things that we can bring. And certainly Patty's got a lot of ideas about other things she would like to see here. And, you know, and it does take a lot of funding. You know, Christmas lights are very expensive and props and things like that are very expensive. But when you see the kids and the folks from out of town and local down there taking pictures, it's all worth it. And anybody who has supported the lights and helped us with that, they can see that. You know, when I ride around down there at night, I can see that as well. You just think, yes, a lot of work, but gosh, they sure look good.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. There is nothing in the world, because I live on the square, there is nothing in the world like getting up, going outside, having a cup of hot chocolate, and just walking.
Oh, it's awesome.
And,
it's awesome.
You know, as part of the recovery from the neck surgery, they said, we want you to walk at least 2 miles a day. So I've been making laps. And it's calming. It's soothing. This time of year usually gets crazy. That is the ultimate calm cure-all.
Yeah, it's just kind of quiet. And you're right. It's just surreal when you walk. And it really starts out on the highways, too, because, you know, one of the visions that Patty had was, you know, having trees out on the highway as you come around. So when you come in on Highway 35 South, our Christmas trees start there at the welcome sign, and it's fun to come all the way down, see the water towers, and then lead down on Highway 12. And it makes it really festive, and I don't know, it's just like you say, it's just something surreal about
it. It's calming. Now, Brother Breck and I have been talking about holiday traditions, Christmas movies. Our favorite Christmas movie of all time, without a doubt, Die Hard.
Die Hard.
It is the ultimate Christmas movie.
I like Gremlins, too.
Yes, Gremlins is a good one. Batman Forever is in there.
Returns.
Yes.
Batman Returns.
Danny DeVito. So we're asking you.
Mine ultimately is going to be way out of it. It's going to be Christmas Vacation. It's there.
Yeah,
with the Christmas Story, a real close second, which we'll be watching tonight, by the way. Somebody wants to come over and watch it. Well, but I'm going to say Die Hard was good.
Does it count as a Christmas movie?
It does count as a Christmas movie.
Thank you.
It is. You know, folks would probably say no, but hey, look, it's a Christmas movie. It is. And but I have to say Christmas Vacation. Let's see. I think I've probably already watched it 3 times in the last couple of weeks. We'll watch it probably another 10, you know, before Christmas.
I'm thinking next. Hey. I'm thinking next year we have a B-Team podcast Christmas float where we'll have Die Hard. We'll have a Die Hard theme to it.
It'd be interesting to see somebody in their tank, their white tank.
Yeah.
We
out there barefoot, bloodied, bruised, yelling yippee-ki-yay. Nothing sounds more holiday-ish than yippee-ki-yay.
Play on the radio.
No, what we do is we run the limousine, and that'll be and we'll come out of the back of that.
Argyle.
Yeah, we gotta have Argyle doing it.
Standing out of the back, but
we'll throw out Twinkies.
Yeah. So do y'all get ridiculed a little bit about saying that's a Christmas movie?
I'll do it every day. Every day, someone comes up to me. I found a coffee cup at Strange Brew in Starkville, and it said Die Hard is my favorite Christmas movie. And I'm like, dude, it's so down with that.
It's the same. If Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie, then Home Alone isn't a Christmas movie, because it's the same thing. It's just kids' version.
And tell him what you can rent a day. I think that's a typo, but tell him what you can rent a day, what's available for $25 a night.
Oh, the Home Alone house is available on Airbnb, $25 a night. I think it's just for the holiday season. $25 a night on Airbnb. And I guess it's in Chicago. I mean, that's where the movie was filmed, so I guess it's in Chicago. But it just came up on my Instagram. $25 a night.
Only $25. Well, yeah, because, I mean, now I could see the house in A Christmas Story, you know, being cheaper. But the house that, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, because it was a massive home.
Yeah, I was going to say at least 4 or 5 bedrooms.
Unless it's unlimited, like it might be 500 people staying in there at night, $25 a head. So that's interesting. But yeah, hey, it's kind of neat. But you're right. The Christmas Story home I just watched a a documentary on that not too long ago, and the guy that bought that, and it's a small house.
Yeah. You
know, the kind of a museum.
Isn't that in Ohio somewhere?
I believe it is in Ohio. I may be wrong about that, but I think that's right.
I want to say
but it's a really cool, it's, it was just really cool looking to see it. But
the thing that stands out in that movie for me is the little boy and tongue. Oh. Not him being stuck on it, but him coming in the classroom with a bandage around his tongue. How do you put a bandage on your tongue and have it stay there?
Here's what I would like to know is how many thousands have actually tried that and would never admit it, you know, and just said, let me just go out and try it on this old nasty pole and just see if my tongue will actually stick there. Do you know there's folks out there that have done that?
Oh, yeah, you know it's true.
Yeah.
What's funny is I will show you pictures of my oldest son, Peyton, and he looks like that kid that's got the brown hat on. That's my son.
And I do think about the little kid, too, when he's dressed up to go to school and he can't move because he's in the little coveralls. And you know that was all reality back then. You know,
yeah. Well, when you look at Mississippi, here's one of the biggest shockers that I had in my life.
Down. Put him down at school.
Ma. One of the biggest shocks for me coming here last year was how cold it gets. You think Mississippi, I mean, I got family in Alabama, been there. Family in Georgia, been there. Family in Louisiana, been there. Mississippi, my great-great-grandparents were from here. My grandmother was born here over in Macon. I just had no idea it gets as cold as it does down here. And there are mornings where you'll want to look like that little kid.
Oh, it can get cold. I mean, I've sat on a deer stand before in the, you know, single digits. Uh-huh. And it's just the humidity too. And I mean, you know, and the problem we have here is, you know, it'll be 28 degrees when we come to work. And right. By the afternoon, it's 72.
Yeah.
So you're all bundled up and then you got to get out. But yeah, I mean, we have some cold weather. We don't see all the snow and the ice. Of course, we did last year.
Oh, yeah, we did.
But or earlier this year, but we didn't. But yeah, we can definitely have some cold weather. I would love to see us have some more snow and some things like that. But
it's fine around the holidays. Outside of that, go away.
It can go away. But we do have some cold weather. You know, some mornings you better bundle up when you get ready to go to work.
Now, if people want more information on what's going on as far as the Kosciuszko-Tala partnership, where's a good place that they can get information with
that? They can call us at 662-289-2981, or they can check us out on Facebook at kosciuszko.ms.
There you go. It's the B-Team Podcast.
The Knocking Doors Down Podcast, aiming to end the stigma around addiction and mental health with celebrities, experts, and everyday people. Featuring Charlie Sheen, Lamar Odom, Mike the Situation Sorrentino, Kelly Osbourne, AJ McLean, Bam Margera, Kurt Angle, Carmen Electra, Caitlyn Jenner, Edward Furlong, and Denise Richards. Available wherever you listen to podcasts and on YouTube. Go to kddpodcast.com and subscribe now.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for listening. Of course, the B-Team Podcast is a rebroadcast of things you'll get to hear weekday mornings on BMO in the morning. We have to say again, a very special thank you to the parents, the students, and everyone who blew up our Thursday Thursday. Salute to the class of 2022. One of the biggest episodes we've ever done. It was so nice having people thank me last night at the soccer game, and it was a pleasure to do it. We love our kids very much. He went to Kosciuszko High School. My son goes to Kosciuszko High School. It's just what we do, and from the bottom of my heart, we thank you again for tuning in. Big results on the Spotify roundup. Isn't that what they call it? Because I was showing that to you this morning.
Spotify. Yeah, Spotify rap.
The Spotify Wrapped, but you had some interesting things on your Spotify.
Oh yeah, interesting things here. Some of it's not unexpected, but some of it is a little unexpected.
Okay.
So my top genre was country road, whatever that means.
Okay.
And I'll give you my top five songs. They're all like you're gonna hear them. And you're gonna be like, yep, yep.
And these, of course, are based on the number of times and the artists that you frequently listen to.
That you stream the songs. Number five was Drinking Problem.
Shocker.
Number four was Sexual Healing.
I'm shocked that's as low as it is. I'm shocked that's as low as it is. It should have been higher. Go ahead.
Number three, All She Left Was Me by Hardy.
Good song.
Number two is Levitating.
Okay.
Dua Lipa. And number one was Rednecker. We got a song about being redneck, a dancing song about being left, about sex, and about drinking. That doesn't say Breck Riley.
That's
I don't know what does.
That's definitely BRS stuff.
This would surprise me. At number five on my top artist was Sam Hunt.
What?
And I only have like one Sam Hunt. I have songs in there like that he's featured on.
Right.
There's like a song like Wishful Drinking. He's featured on that song.
Okay.
When Was It Over? These are like female artists that he's featured on. I listen to those more than I listen to his. So
Sam Hunt is not a guy artist.
Yeah. So
I mean, it's not like you go through your list and go Waylon, you know, Haggard, Sam Hunt.
Yeah.
No, one of these things is not like the other.
Yeah, so I don't know how that one got there. Dua Lipa.
Huh?
You know, obviously, you got a few songs by her. Luke Combs came in at number three.
Shock.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot.
I thought he'd be higher.
Beer drinking songs.
No, I thought he'd be higher.
Number two, Marvin Gaye.
I'm shocked that's not number one for
number
you.
Number one is Hardy.
Yeah, so. That's, to me, that's shocking. Yeah. I would have gone Marvin Gaye, you know, then Luke Combs, then Hardy. Yeah. But, okay, here's the real million-dollar question. What came in number one on your podcast, sir?
Oh, that was definitely the B-Team podcast.
As it should be.
That one definitely came up. But see, here's the thing. I also use Spotify a lot for, like, weddings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So my stats might be a little skewed.
Ah.
You know, and I use, like, when people come over for parties, you know, I don't necessarily play, you know, I don't necessarily play the music that I like. You know, I try to play something for everybody when people come over for a party.
That'll definitely do it.
Yeah. So that, you know, that could skew it a little bit.
Time now for a thing we call Things We Learned Today. Starting off first with the thing that we learn most, we are loved and we are appreciated. And again, thank you to the students, the faculty, and the parents of our Kosciuszko Whippet senior soccer teams. Big response to the podcast that we put out and then the individual podcast as well. We thank you so much. You know, I would have thought that the individual podcast, because they were pretty much the same thing as the original, except for the remix of Tim McGraw that we did. Not that big a difference at all. But again, ladies, thank you to the parents. A big thank you. Coach Greg Cooper, we thank you. And again, it's what we do. It's what we do.
It is what we do.
We also learned that the square on Kosciuszko is going to be lit up for the holidays in a big, big way. Again, if you are in the area, we invite you to come out for that. The Christmas parade in Kosciuszko happens
Monday.
And 6:30. Then the Polar Express train rides will begin on
Tuesday. And then again on Wednesday.
Is that all we learned?
All we learned is this called Brex?
That's close.
How do you pronounce it?
Brox.
Brox? Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking Brex.
Yeah. Brex. Brox.
Candy canes.
Yes. He's got this thing for candy canes. We actually
love candy canes.
We went out and started buying, because we have what we call Temptation Tree in the studio. Our boss and faithful leader, Miss Melissa, puts up Temptation Tree every year, and it's a Christmas tree decorated with all of our favorite things.
Except for mine. There's no peanut M&Ms on it.
I thought there were.
There's a PBR out there, but I put that up there.
No, but I thought there was a box.
No, there's a box of regular M&Ms.
Regular or is it peanut?
Well, last time I looked, it was regular. I don't know unless they added peanut M&Ms.
Oh. Well,
popcorn down there does good.
Yeah. What she does is every year she puts these items on the tree, and the first one to cave in loses.
I take them gummy bears, though, because you know what you can do with gummy bears? You put them in a bowl,
uh-huh.
You can pour vodka in them,
uh-huh.
And leave them overnight, and then eat the gummy bears the next day.
Really?
It's like an edible.
I haven't done that.
Like an edible, but with vodka.
It's a liquidable.
Yeah. It's a drinkable.
A drinkable. There you go. Oh, that's all we learned today. So enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Goodbye, Brother Breck.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kicks 96.
A Boswell Media Station.
Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appearance and guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btmpodcastms@gmail.com.